You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $DeadEndHipHop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. Larry June, Orange Print. This is the fifth, sixth time that we've done Larry June. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I'm a fan, so I keep pushing him. And I'm trying to convert Ken into at least liking him. I think we're there. So that's where I'm going to start, Ken. Did you like this one?
It was okay.
I'm breaking it down, y'all.
It had a nice vibe to it. I was actually I was playing it today, and I was it sounded good in the car as I was riding around and stuff like that. I even had the windows down because it was a little cool outside. I was like, all right, with the little beats and shit.
And that's the thing I like about Larry K, the vibiness of his music, in addition to like the beats themselves. I think he's an underrated beat picker. It's definitely, he knows what works for him. Because oftentimes there's a lot of beats I'm like, I don't know who else would have picked this. Like, what else do you do with this beat? But it fits Larry. The first joint, Tangible Assets, to me, that's hard Larry. Like, that beat is crazy to me. Especially coming off after the intro, Uncle Herm. I love the Uncle Herm intros. And then Wait On Me. Like, this is that space that I have to give Larry credit for. Because it's like, he's not a singer. He doesn't necessarily have a particularly good singing voice, but he knows how to create that aesthetic that makes it work. Would you wait on me? Like, I don't know. He makes it sound good. But my joint, 6 a.m. in Sausalito. Oh, man. That's that shit, Ken.
Yeah. Nah,
that's that shit.
Yeah, that is nice. Yeah, nah, that sound like some currency shit too,
bruh. And you know what's crazy? And I know you probably didn't pick up on this. The last album that he did, he has a song called Sausalito, and then this is kind of like a remix to it. He took the same sample and it just freaked it a little bit different. Saying more, this is more slowed down than the original, but just dope. Just, I don't know, man. Just that aesthetic, man. Like you said, windows down, moon roof open. It just vibe to this shit.
You know, it's funny because, you know, I was listening, all right, let me listen to this Larry June. And then the Herm intro, all right, cool, whatever. But when fucking Tangible Assets came on and the way he was flowing over that bitch with that beat, I was like, fuck, this nigga ain't gonna get me. He ain't gonna get me. I was like, damn, that shit was so fucking dope, man. I was like, man, I hope there's more on there of that on here. But yeah, Wait On Me was in the Larry June lane, which, you know, I was like, okay, I that's cool. I've come to expect that from him now.
Yep,
so,
yep.
You know, I'm going to let that ride. But then that fucking damn
6
shit.
6 a.m.
6 a.m., man. I was like, shit. He got another
one.
Banger on here. I was like, damn, this motherfucker on one. And then there was another one that got me. Escrows and Orange Juice.
Yes. That's another hard one.
That sample, I know that sample. That's from American Gangster, Party Life.
Yep.
And then Little Beaver, who was where that sample came from. But I love the way they flipped that shit. I even fuck with Ice Coffee. It's a little bit different from what he normally does, or what I would expect from him. It's in the same lane, but I kind of expect a lot of smoother shit. This was kind of mid, sort of a slower mid-tempo track, you know, for him. But yeah, this was definitely like good riding vibe music for sure.
Yep. I like the vibe of Say Less with Dej Loaf.
Yeah.
Vibe, like he slowed it all the way down. Like he gave you a lot of mid-tempo out here, but this is like the first really slow one. And yeah. I like what Dej Loaf adds to it. Like her tone of voice is off just like Larry Jude's, so it works together like that.
Yeah, and it interestingly enough, has a mainstream feel to it, and I think that's all Dej Loaf.
Yep.
And I think if people was to take, because it's the way she sung the hook, it has a poppy, catchy feel to it. I think if they were to take this and even try it on the radio, I think it would work off the strength of her alone.
Yep.
Because I think the hook is so catchy. So, yeah, that is.
And it also, Grand Nash Chronicles, that's another super vibey Cali joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like Tangible Assets, like that harder type of, you know, smooth shit. I don't know. Like, hard and smooth ain't supposed to go together, but Jude has a weird way of making it go together. Like, I don't know. I like Larry Jude. What can I say? Like, I like the vibe and the aesthetic he creates. And then the other thing I do like about him is like he's not lyrical, but what he is he's super honest and real. Mm-hmm. Like he tells you, like, go drink organic shit. Like I'm eating like healthy. I'm drinking like healthy.
Organic respect.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all niggas just go be about your money and go take care of yourself.
Yep.
And it's like, that's a very simple message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I
and it's not negative. He not talking about robbing motherfuckers. He talk about where he from, where you should go visit, the hoes he like to fuck with, the cars he likes to drive.
Yep.
Go live your life, nigga. Yeah. Like, that's why I like it. It's positive music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah. Yeah, this was a good listen.
That's what's
up.
I think I'll get him on the next one, y'all. I think I'll break him down. But Ken, this joint got 13 songs, 37 minutes. You got some favorite joints on
here. Yep. Tangible Assets is my favorite joint on here. Followed by 6 a.m. and Sausalito. Give Me Escrows and Orange Juice. And Wait On Me. And then, you know what? Not Wait On Me. Let me do Say Less and then Ice Coffee.
Okay. So for me, give me Tangible Assets, Wait On Me, 6 a.m. and Sausalito, Organic Respect. Do I like Still Cooking? Let's see. No, not that one. Give me Grand Nash Chronicles, Say Less, and that'll be all. Those are all my joints. I fuck with this joint, man. Look, if you haven't heard of Larry June yet, you fucking up, man. We done did about 4, 5, 6, 7 Larry June joints, whether it was his own or he was, you know, partnered up with an artist or a specific producer. But, man, look, go listen to Larry June. Y'all, and I see y'all motherfuckers not voting on that shit on the iFriday shit. That's cool. Me and BZ still going to do it somewhere, somehow. But, look, man, thank you again for all of the support. We appreciate you guys getting us almost 1,000 downloads a day. Continue to help us to grow organically by sharing the podcast with at least one other person. But the one thing I can promise you, tomorrow we'll have another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.